Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're getting into something that keeps a lot of business owners up at night, B2B debt recovery. Specifically, when do you stop sending those friendly reminders and actually escalate your collection efforts?
Yeah, it's a really critical question. I mean, there's this danger zone where businesses kind of freeze. They don't want to damage relationships, but at the same time, unpaid invoices are quietly destroying their cash flow.
Exactly. And cash flow isn't just a nice to have, right? It's essential for operations, for making strategic decisions. When invoices go unpaid, it can actually harm your credit rating and damage your company's reputation.
Absolutely. So the key is knowing when to shift gears. A lot of businesses start strong. They set clear payment terms, they're transparent about late penalties, maybe a flat fee or suspending services after a certain date. But then things get murky when clients don't pay on time.
Right. So what are the warning signs that it's time to move beyond internal efforts?
Well, the timing really depends on your industry and client relationships, but a common benchmark is when invoices hit the 90-day mark. That said, some businesses consider agency involvement earlier, around 45 to 60 days past due, especially after sending a final demand. If your internal team has made multiple attempts and you're still getting silence or excuses, that's your signal.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And I imagine communication plays a huge role here, right? Because sometimes unpaid invoices aren't about unwillingness. They're about misunderstandings, or maybe financial stress on the client's end.
Oh, definitely. Effective communication is essential for building trust throughout the collections process. You want to use empathy, active listening, validate their feelings. I had a client once who was 3 months behind, and when we finally connected, turns out they'd had a major shift in their financial situation. We worked out a payment plan that stretched over a longer period with lower monthly payments, and everyone was satisfied.
That's a great example of negotiation. But let's be real, not every debtor is going to be that cooperative. What happens when communication just stalls out?
That's when you need to consider bringing in a third-party collections agency. These agencies specialize in B2B debt collection, which is different from consumer debt. It's more about negotiation and compliance within a professional context, not the aggressive tactics you might see elsewhere.
So, what are the real benefits of working with a B2B collection specialist?
Well, first off, they bring dedicated resources and established processes that internal teams often lack. They have experts who know how to efficiently collect payments. Plus, they operate on a contingency fee basis. They only get paid a percentage of what they successfully recover. So there's no additional risk to your business.
That contingency model is key. You're not paying upfront fees, so if they don't collect, you don't pay. Kind of like having a lawyer who only bills you when you win. Except hopefully less stressful.
Ha, exactly. And another huge benefit is compliance. A reputable agency ensures full compliance with local, state, and federal regulations. Now, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act primarily protects individual consumers, not businesses. But B2B debt collection is still subject to contract law, the Uniform Commercial Code, and various state laws regarding debt collection practices. Agencies handle all of that for you.
That point about compliance and handling regulations sets up our next piece, how agencies customize their approach to different industries. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Recovering unpaid B2B invoices doesn't have to drain your resources or damage client relationships. Southwest Recovery Services specializes in first and third-party debt recovery, accounts receivable management, and customized B2B campaigns built for your industry. With nearly two decades of experience and a hands-on approach, their team works on a contingency basis. They only get paid when you do. Whether your accounts are 90 days past due or you need consulting services like skip tracing, they'll help restore your cash flow while you focus on growing your business. Learn more at swrecovery.com.
Picking up on compliance and handling regulations, how do agencies adapt their debt collection process to different types of accounts?
Great question. Agencies analyze each client's unique needs and create customized work processes. They'll look at the industry, the account history, the debtor's payment behavior. Some accounts might need a more diplomatic touch. Others require formal demands or even legal action as a last resort.
And I imagine technology plays a big role in making that efficient, right?
Oh, absolutely. Agencies use automated scoring and skip tracing tools to locate hard-to-reach accounts and client-accessible portals so you can track everything in real time. Machine learning can analyze a debtor's previous interactions to predict the likelihood of repayment and determine the best communication channel.
So it's data-driven, not just guesswork. That predictability is really what separates professional recovery from just hoping someone picks up the phone.
Exactly. And automation saves time, boosts efficiency, and minimizes errors. Your internal team can focus on core business activities while the agency handles the repetitive tasks, calls, emails, tracking.
I see. Go on. Now, let's talk about the practical side. Have you ever wondered when you should actually pull the trigger and call an agency? What's the tipping point?
Well, if your internal efforts have stalled, maybe you've sent multiple reminders, made calls, and nothing's happening, that's a clear sign. Also, if the debt is complex or involves disputes, agencies have the expertise to resolve those issues. And remember, the longer you wait, the harder it becomes to recover the funds.
Right, so speed matters.
Definitely. Faster debt recovery strategies start early. Set clear payment terms from the beginning, offer convenient payment options like online payments or credit card processing, and consider offering rewards for early payment, like discounts or waiving late charges.
Those are solid prevention strategies. But once you're in recovery mode, what should businesses expect from the process?
Typically, the process includes internal collection attempts first, then early intervention, maybe a formal demand letter. If that doesn't work, the agency gets engaged. They'll send validation notices, make calls, send emails, and if necessary, escalate to legal action. Professional B2B debt collection agencies can recover a higher percentage of overdue invoices compared to in-house efforts. Industry reports commonly show agencies recovering anywhere from 30% to 70% of B2B debts, while in-house teams often struggle to reach even 30%.
And throughout all this, the agency is handling the stress and the admin burden so you can stay focused on running your business.
Exactly. That relief from stress and anxiety is huge. You're not constantly chasing down payments or worrying about compliance. The agency becomes an extension of your finance team.
So to everyone listening, if you're sitting on invoices that are months overdue and your team's already stretched thin, it might be time to bring in a specialist. You're not giving up. You're making a strategic move to protect your cash flow and your business. How do you see that decision playing out for most companies?
Most companies find that once they make the call, they wish they'd done it sooner. The recovery rate goes up, the internal stress goes down, and they can get back to what they do best. And remember, agencies offer customized services to meet your specific needs. Whether it's early stage recovery or post-judgment enforcement, they adjust the approach to your situation.
Perfect. Well, thanks for breaking all this down. It's clear that knowing when to escalate and having the right partner can make all the difference in B2B debt recovery.
My pleasure. It really comes down to protecting your business while maintaining those important client relationships.